Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Brian Britton, and here are today's top local stories. Good morning, I'm Brian Britton. A massive fire in Red Hook. Now the building is on the verge of collapse. The BWAC, Brooklyn Waterfront Artist Coalition, other small businesses could lose everything.
Artists in Red Hook are in need of your help after a devastating fire tore through the Brooklyn Waterfront Artist Coalition, destroying over 1,400 pieces of original artist work.
We don't think that anything was can survive, especially with a lot of water damages.
Tiffany Davis is the co-founder of the Red Hook Art Project. She tells us they were getting ready to celebrate their 10-year anniversary.
For me, my studio is a much smaller studio, so BWAC is a studio that allows our students to think big and create big.
The Red Hook Business Alliance has started a GoFundMe and is asking for donations, along with the Red Hook Art Project also asking the community to donate any art supplies they can. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds. On 92.3 FM.
The FDNY says they've blocked the area off to keep people away. They say the building could collapse at any time. Days after a 16-year-old student was busted with a gun after he allegedly threatened to shoot up Benjamin Cardozo High School in Queens, the students who went back to school on Friday were met with new metal detectors. We're also learning more about that gun from Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
The 9mm Taurus was purchased legally by a licensed firearm permit holder in South Carolina on January 9th, 2025, making the time to crime 252 days.
The teen had made a social media post on Thursday morning. His home was searched Thursday night. The gun found inside of his bedroom closet. He's charged with criminal possession of a weapon and making terroristic threats. The man who claimed two black men on a moped stabbed his girlfriend to death has now been charged in her murder. Police tell 1010 Winds 44-year-old Franklin Batias initially claimed his girlfriend was attacked while they were together in Pelham Bay Park in the Bronx earlier this week. He says two black men on a moped stabbed 30-year-old Antonella Contreras Linares in the face, the neck, the body before they ran off. Well, she is remembered by a neighbor who talked to Fox 5.
That's a great woman, and I felt like that guy did not deserve her whatsoever. If you'd have met the woman is so nice, so sweet. Her voice is so soft.
Now, though, police believe there were no attackers on a moped other than the woman's boyfriend. Police say he fabricated the whole story about those guys after Linares talked about breaking up with him. Batias has now been charged with her murder, and he remains behind bars. A teenager is in the hospital after he was shot twice in Staten Island. Cops say it happened about 7 p.m., 86 Alaska Street in the West Brighton section. 16-year-old hit in the leg, the abdomen. He was rushed to an area hospital. He is expected to survive. Police are looking for that shooter. Sources tell us that shooter sped off on a two-wheeled vehicle. The investigation does continue. Mayoral candidate Andrew Cuomo heckled while campaigning outside of a Queens mosque.
You look at the violence we see, the political violence we see.
You represent that?
And you see the division by...
Hey, you can hear some of it here. The independent candidate previously criticized by Democratic nominee Zohram Mamdani for not campaigning at mosques. Cuomo continued. He did try to speak for about 6 minutes, telling the hecklers, and I'm quoting here, "This is a democracy. We can have a difference of political opinion," but he was shouted down with cries of "shame on you." Cuomo blamed Democratic nominee Mamdani for the heckling.
Mamdani has this tactic of sending disruptors because he doesn't want people to hear the truth. He especially doesn't want Muslims to hear the truth.
Mamdani says he had nothing to do with the disruption.
If it wasn't for the fact that he'd been beaten by a Muslim candidate by 13 points in a Democratic primary, he wouldn't be standing in a mosque.
The rhetoric, of course, amping up. There are 44 days remaining until Election Day. As we move into autumn, then the holiday season, get ready for more traffic. New York City Department of Transportation announcing the gridlock alert days for the remainder of the year. These are the days when the slowest average vehicle speed is between 4 and 6 miles per hour. It begins with the UN General Assembly coming up September 22nd through the 26th. More than a dozen more days throughout December. Full list is up at 1010winds.com. And of course, keep it locked to 1010 Winds, traffic and transit to get you around. The City Health Commissioner defending the city's Legionnaire's disease response, saying there are no foolproof guarantees to stop the bacteria from forming inside of those water cooling tanks. Dr. Michelle Moore says she does agree with proposed reforms to test water cooling towers more frequently, but that nothing is 100% guaranteed. Well, that's no relief for Cameron Clark, a med student at Columbia University. He says the fact that a cluster was traced back to Harlem Hospital is a disgrace.
It's outrageous that the building that was found to be ultimately responsible for this outbreak was Harlem Hospital, a safety net hospital for the sickest and most vulnerable members of this community.
More than 100 people sickened in this latest outbreak, 90 hospitalized, 70 died. Well, if you're headed over to Suffolk County today, or you're in the county and you're looking for a vehicle, the police are selling off about 100 vehicles and motorcycles starting at $500. Vehicles range from 1 to 30 years old, but they include Mercedes, Jaguars, BMWs, all the vehicles impounded by police and seized as asset forfeitures or proceeds of a crime. That auction happening today, Suffolk police impound a lot on Old Country Road in West Hampton. Got a big weekend in Brooklyn, the Peruvian Festival happening, the Peru Mucho Gusto Festival running at the Greenpoint Terminal Warehouse, sponsored by the government of Peru. Johnny Schuler telling 1010 Winds about the national spirit of Peru. It's called Pisco. It's a brandy made from the wine of a specific set of grapes.
It's not made from pomace like agrapa. This is made from wine like cognac, but it's not aged in wood. And it's only distilled once, and there's no water added to regulate the alcohol content. So it is a very, very unique, very, very singular destillate.
Food, drinks, dance, all on the menu. Peruvian chefs, a show cooking space, music and dance concert running today and tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.